Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome back to Learning by Ear and a new episode in our radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone, which looks at teenagers who take risks, but also adults whose high-risk behavior exposes young people to danger. 17-year-old Angela is pregnant and has been tested for HIV. Her mother is determined to drive her out of the house and make her live with the father of the child, Pinto, who is 19. In today's episode, Angela's friend Jamila tries to talk to her mother about HIV testing, but Uncle Imrat comes to visit. What does he want? Find out as we listen to episode 5 of An Angel in Everyone.
Hello?
Anita?
Yes, Billy?
Yes. Listen, sister. I've talked to Pinto and his family.
And?
Well, they were very surprised, of course. I mean, we are all shocked.
Shocked isn't going to help us, my brother. You let Angela go to a party where there was drink and boys.
For heaven's sake, sis. Angela's 17. You can't keep her in chains. Layla and Mo are good girls. But yes, they are young, they like to have a good time, but they didn't get pregnant.
Oh, how could you? It's because of them that she...
Is that what Angela is saying? That it's their fault they went to the boy's house? Listen, let's get this straight. She slept with Pinto. They left.
Well, they could have looked out for her.
She's older than them. She should have been looking out for herself. My girls know enough to say no. Angela clearly doesn't. Now, I don't want to waste my airtime. I just phoned to say I talked to Pinto. He knows. He said he will call Angela later tonight.
They're your favorite flowers, Ma, aren't they?
Yes, Jamila, they are.
What are they called?
Petunias. They just need cutting back a bit more. Then they'll flower again. Angela stayed quite a long time yesterday. Is everything all right?
Yes, Ma. She's fine. Ma, you've seen the posters in town, haven't you?
No. Which ones?
Well, they're big billboards at the T-junction on the way to school.
Oh, those. Well, we don't talk about things like that in our house. Why do you ask?
Do you know what, like testing, what it means?
Jamila, my dear, why are you asking? We don't need to test. We are faithful in marriage and, as you know, no girl has premarital sex. This HIV business does not concern us or you. Now, why exactly are you asking? Is it something to do with Angela coming?
No, Ma. It's just the billboard say get tested. So I thought, you know, maybe I should.
No, darling. You are in our protection. And, oh, look, here comes Uncle Imrat.
Hello, beautiful sister. And her beautiful daughter.
Hello, Uncle.
What's wrong? Can't I give my favorite niece a peck on the cheek? Come on now.
Please, Uncle.
Jamila, don't be so silly. Really? Imrat, lovely to see you. Come inside. You two sit down, Jamila. Entertain your uncle while I go make some tea.
No, Ma. I have to get something from the kitchen. I'll make tea while I'm there. Won't be long.
That girl.
Pity. That girl is always so shy when there's a man around.
Thanks, Spike. These are really lovely.
I want to see you wearing them later tonight, baby girl, so I can take them off.
I'll catch up with you later, Spike, at the taxi rank. Mm-hmm. I still have to buy some bread.
Don't be late.
Oh, hi, Annie.
Tom!
What's up?
Nothing.
Nice earrings.
Earrings? Oh, yeah, thanks.
So that was the taxi driver who just left. He's a bit rough-looking.
What? No, actually, he's sweet.
Hey, your arm's pretty bruised. What happened?
My arm? Oh, that. It looks worse than it is. Ouch! Don't press it.
Sorry.
I just walked into a door, that's all. Listen, I gotta go, because Jet's waiting.
Jet? That old guy with the flashy car? And Spike?
Look, Tom, it's none of your business, okay?
I thought you said you had to buy bread.
Bread? Oh, yeah, but that can wait. Bye, Tom.
Sorry, Annie, but I don't like men who hurt women. If you want me to do anything, you know what I mean. I can, you know. If you want me to, you have my number. Just call me, strictly as a friend.
Angela, I had a talk with Uncle Billy this morning.
Oh, Ma, please don't start on that again. I want to stay here.
You think you can just go on living here and act as if nothing's happened? Well, you are wrong. That man, that boy is the father of your baby. He must take you in.
Have you spoken to Pinto?
No, but your Uncle Billy has. Pinto is going to phone you tonight.
What? Phone me? What shall I say?
That you're coming, of course. And he should just say when. I will take you there myself. You are not staying here any longer. I'm your mother. I am not letting people here see you are pregnant, bringing shame on me. Other mothers may turn a blind eye and collect their daughter's child allowance, but not me. In my people's culture, you go to his family, where you belong.
All my friends are here, Ma. My school. I wanted to take magic this year.
Well, you should have thought of that before you got drunk and went off with a complete stranger.
Ma, it was a party. I didn't know it would. That we all... How can I put it? I didn't know. I'm sorry, please, Ma. Oh, I wish I could kill myself.
And the baby too? A double sin? Have you no morals? You are carrying his baby. He and his family must take responsibility for it.
Ma, don't do this to me. Please don't chase me away.
You don't belong here anymore. And with a baby due in 2 months, do you really expect to go back to school after the break? Out of the question. I'm taking you to Newtown on Sunday. You have let me down, Angela. You can now pay the price.
Hello, Angela.
Yes?
Hi, it's me, Pinto. I heard about Mr. Celebi, your Uncle Billy, told me. Listen, what can I say? I'm sorry.
My mom is mad at me. She's chasing me away.
I know and I understand. And the baby, it must be due soon.
Yes, it is. I've got another 8 to 10 weeks. But Pinto, there are other stuff we have to talk about.
Not on the phone. Please, Angela.
Okay.
So, you can stay here. Would you like to come next Sunday? Come after church. I'm 15 houses down from your uncle, opposite the local store.
My mom wants to bring me. She won't be very nice to you.
Thanks for warning me. Listen, Angela. These are not ideal circumstances, but let's try, okay?
What else can we do? Good night, Pinto. See you next Sunday.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. Please join us for the next episode when Angela seeks proper counseling at last and Anne's sugar daddy wakes up to a nasty rash. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.